Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Healthcare, jobs, and taxes dominated the first televised debate in this year's race for governor. It was broadcast live on Channel 4 last night, moderated by John Keller. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
Jobs, taxes, and the role of state government define substantial differences among the candidates on the ballot this November. Republican Charlie Baker says he'll work to reduce the state income, sales, and corporate tax rates all to 5%. And he would cut 5,000 state jobs.
The quickest way to produce job growth is to get spending under control, deal with the $2 billion budget deficit that the next governor is going to inherit from this governor and this treasurer, and get real about the fact that we can't possibly spend and tax our way out of this.
Governor Patrick says he would make different choices based on different values.
We believe that investing in education and health care and in job creation is the way to make a stronger and better Commonwealth, and we've got the results to show for it.
Patrick talks about student achievement, health care coverage, and signs the state economy is rebounding. He challenges Baker to point to specific programs he would cut and the services that would disappear. Baker pushes back on the impact of tax increases Patrick has signed into law.
When you talk about the fact that people are behind some of these, well, there are people who are behind a lot of these tax increases, too. These tax increases have hurt them.
Independent candidate Tim Cahill would also cut taxes as a strategy to create jobs.
I believe in supply-side theory of economics, where if people are able to keep more of their money, they can spend it, they can invest it. I also believe that we should sign a gaming bill.
Cahill says his success in revamping and reducing spending in the state's school construction program proves he could take on vested interests and manage efficiently. Green Rainbow Party candidate Dr. Jill Stein would raise taxes on upper-income residents and says the state needs jobs that will build a more sustainable future.
Not low-wage, dead-end, insecure casino jobs in three communities, but green jobs throughout the Commonwealth that we can create in every community and which basically pay for themselves.
The candidates focused on rising health care costs several times during the debate. Here's Patrick trying to pin the problem on Baker, who ran Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare before leaving to campaign for governor.
Health care costs are the single biggest concern of businesses, is what I hear everywhere. And you've been at the center of that. You've raised premiums 150%.
You're in charge of the health care.
Excuse me.
You've raised premiums 150%. And guess who?
Baker points out that Harvard Pilgrim was even with or less expensive than other private insurers during his tenure.
Harvard Pilgrim grew by 45% over the last 7 years I was there because our premiums were priced competitively. But there were a lot of issues with regard to the rules, regs, and requirements that haven't solved the health care problem in Massachusetts, and most of those rest with state government.
You were waiting patiently. Stein supports putting all Americans into Medicare style coverage. Cahill ignores that option, and Stein challenges him.
Would you move to a single-payer system then?
Because Cahill balks, suggesting he's worried about the cost.
Medicaid costs have gone up over almost $4 billion since health care reform was passed, so there's a significant cost to Medicaid, to putting everyone in Medicaid. That was part of the solution to health care reform, was opening up eligibility and dumping about 100,000 more people.
The polite veneer we saw in earlier debates between the candidates is cracking. Here's part of an exchange that starts when Baker challenges Patrick's ability to consolidate and clean up state government, the pension system in particular. Patrick begins his response with a small swipe at Tim Cahill.
Tim has talked about the pension system. We're the only ones who actually got it done. And we ended abuse in the pension
system
on account of it.
That was a bunt. Well, we should be swinging away.
All right.
We still have a $22 billion
unfunded
liability.
Let me just say, you call it a bunt, you've never even swung at the ball.
Okay, Cahill opts out of the tit-for-tat.
I think I'll let these two guys fight it out.
But Stein jumps in.
And I'll just say, this is the kind of bickering that we've come to expect from business as usual on Beacon Hill.
There were other exchanges about Baker's responsibilities during the Weld administration in a big dig financing plan that the other candidates say increased transportation costs for future generations. Baker claims his was a small role in the lengthy project. The last question of the debate switched to immigration. Patrick and Stein say it's a national issue the federal government must resolve. Cahill does not support any public benefits for illegal immigrants and urges more background checks using E-Verify, a national database that advocates for immigrants say is often inaccurate.
We have to put our people first in the state.
This is another example of the difference between Tim the treasurer and Tim the candidate. When Tim was the treasurer, he endorsed the governor.
It's also another example of Baker attacking Cahill, who has a base of support among independents and conservatives that may make it difficult for Baker to move ahead of Patrick. But there will be lots of opportunities for candidates to sink or swim in live debates later this month and next. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.